Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday morning, September 12th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of health, fitness, and wellness news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
GeoVax showcases promising GEO-CM04S1 clinical data at the European Society of Clinical Microbiology and Infectious Disease (ID) conference. GeoVax Labs Inc. presented positive interim clinical results for its lead COVID-19 vaccine candidate, GEO-CM04S1, at the EastMed conference. The data highlighted robust immune responses in immunocompromised patients with blood cancers and CLL. Key takeaways include no serious adverse events, potent T-cell and cross-variant antibody responses, and the vaccine meeting its primary endpoint in the CLL trial. An updated vaccine incorporating the Omicron KP.2 spike gene is set for a 2026 trial. GeoVax's multi-antigen approach aims to address unmet needs in immunocompromised patients, positioning the company as a leader in the COVID-19 vaccine market.
State Roundup. Transit spending plan puts its budget on more solid ground. Crime is down, but more guns are available. State officials express grief, horror over MAGA activist Charlie Kirk's killing. Maryland officials are relieved as the transportation spending plan helps balance the budget for coming years. Health officials aim to clarify the confusing COVID vaccine landscape. While crime is down in Baltimore, the availability of guns is on the rise. The Board of Public Works approves funding to expand placements for foster children. Maryland leaders express grief over the killing of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Annapolis mayoral candidates present their cases before the upcoming primary election. Baltimore community organizations oppose Governor Westmore's plan for increased policing. Baltimore City Council President Zeke Cohen is named an Aspen Institute Ascend Fellow. Woodbridge Elementary successfully combats chronic absenteeism. Dr. Ben Carson's proposed solar farm faces challenges in Baltimore County. A lawsuit against Harford County by former tourism organization Visit Harford is dismissed.
Neuroscience discovery. Longevity scientists Dr. Berenika Maciejewicz unlocks new pathways to understanding human consciousness. Dr. Berenika Maciejewicz, a renowned neuroscientist and longevity doctor, has unveiled groundbreaking research on consciousness. Her work, published in the International Brain Research Journal, explores new pathways to understanding human awareness. Dr. Maciejewicz, known as a triple doctor, leads the biotechnology startup 601.com, focusing on lifespan extension. Her study on locked-in syndrome patients offers hope for improved communication through brain-computer interfaces. This discovery could revolutionize AI, brain-computer interfaces, and neuroscience, potentially transforming healthcare and human-machine interaction. Dr. Maciejewicz's interdisciplinary expertise challenges traditional views on consciousness and inspires global discussions on identity and the future of human capabilities.
Q&A with Daniel Powell, President and CEO at Spark Biomedical. Daniel Powell, President and CEO at Spark Biomedical, has over 25 years of experience in delivering technical solutions across multiple industries. His passion for medical devices, specifically neurostimulation, has led to the development of products like deep brain stimulation for movement disorders and vagus nerve stimulation for epilepsy. Spark's mission is to advance wearable neurostimulation to treat various conditions, including opioid withdrawal and addiction. Recently, Spark received funding from Wellcome Leap to advance women's health innovation, allowing for FDA clearance and CE mark for their own body division. The company plans to address conditions like endometriosis, PCOS, and menopause in the next few years. Powell emphasizes the importance of raising awareness and building partnerships to scale Spark's impact in the healthcare technology industry, particularly in addressing the unmet needs in women's health.
Heartbeam, Beat, advances power of ECG with high-fidelity at-home heart monitoring system. Heartbeam, a company listed on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol BEAT, is revolutionizing cardiac care with their innovative Heartbeam system. This system is the first cable-free high-fidelity ECG system that captures the heart's electrical signals from three directions and synthesizes them into a 12-lead ECG for comprehensive arrhythmia assessment outside clinical settings. This advancement aims to provide patients with convenient and accurate heart health monitoring. The system's user-friendly design and portability align with the growing trend toward remote patient monitoring and telemedicine. Heartbeam plans to launch commercially once the FDA clears their 12-lead ECG synthesis software, expected later this year. Traditional 12-lead ECG systems have limitations such as requiring in-clinic trained clinicians, time-consuming setup, and discomfort for patients with multiple electrodes and wires.
Isotropic Corporation, OPF, exclusive CADX patent positions. IsoView as first mover in AI-enhanced breast CT. Isotropic Corporation has secured exclusive U.S. patent rights for computer-aided diagnosis with breast CT, positioning IsoView as a first mover in AI-enhanced breast CT. This patent exclusivity, along with proprietary machine learning reconstruction, creates a durable moat in dedicated breast imaging. While AI has promised to revolutionize radiology, CADX systems face challenges like lack of specialized data sets and workflow disruptions. General-purpose AI retrofits struggle in breast imaging due to dense breast tissue. True innovation requires purpose-built platforms that integrate AI seamlessly. For more information on IsoZF, visit the company's newsroom. Tech Media Wire is a specialized communications platform focused on technology companies driving the future.
Adagis simplifies value-based care with AI platform focused on financial gain, increased visibility. Adagis simplifies value-based care adoption with its AI-powered proactive care platform, integrating with top EHR systems. The platform focuses on simplicity, contract visibility, and long-term financial gain for providers. Currently covering over 260,000 patient lives, Adagis aims to help providers transition from fee-for-service to value-based care seamlessly. By leveraging AI to identify high-value services and optimize revenue streams, Adagis offers a practical solution to the challenges faced by healthcare providers in the U.S. healthcare system. Investor News Breaks, Strawberry Fields REIT Inc., NY AmericU, engages IBN for corporate communications. Strawberry Fields REIT Inc., W, a real estate investment trust specializing in healthcare properties, has partnered with IBN for corporate communications. With a portfolio of 142 facilities across 10 states, including skilled nursing facilities, assisted living facilities, and long-term acute care hospitals, the company continues to expand. For more information on this partnership, visit IBN's website. Strawberry Fields REIT focuses on ownership, acquisition, and leasing of healthcare properties, providing over 15,500 licensed beds in its facilities. Stay updated on SRW News by visiting the company's newsroom. InvestorWire offers a comprehensive communication platform for companies looking to reach a wide audience of investors, influencers, consumers, and the general public.
Sienna Lakes opens Continuing Care Neighborhood. Sienna Lakes, an Erickson senior living community in Naples, Flare, has opened Torrey Square, a new continuing care neighborhood offering on-site assisted living. This expansion of healthcare services provides residents with high-quality, personalized care as their health needs evolve. Named after a tower in Siena, Italy, Torrey Square features state-of-the-art amenities and interior courtyards to support a vibrant lifestyle. In the future, memory care and long-term nursing will be available on the second floor. With over 495 residents enjoying an active retirement lifestyle, Sienna Lakes continues to grow and create new career opportunities. For more information, visit Erickson Senior Living's careers page.
Biomed News Breaks, Kairos Pharma Ltd., CAPE, to host KOL event on Phase 2 ENV-105 prostate cancer trial. Kairos Pharma Ltd. will host a key opinion leader event on September 18, 2025 at 5 p.m. ET to discuss interim efficacy results from its phase 2 trial of lead candidate ENV-105 in advanced prostate cancer. CEO Dr. John Yu stated the event will highlight safety and efficacy findings from the ENV-105 and apalutamide combination therapy, with expert perspectives on addressing cancer drug resistance. ENV-105 aims to reverse drug resistance by targeting CD105 and restore the effectiveness of standard therapies across multiple cancer types. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at ibn.fm/kappa.
Kennedy's MAHA plan to make kids healthier receives mixed reactions. On Tuesday, the U.S. Federal Administration released a report to improve children's health, calling for policy changes and executive actions. HHS Secretary Kennedy Jr. announced the report, but reactions are mixed. Stakeholders like Astiva Health are monitoring closely. Stay tuned for updates on Astiva Health's response.
Dr. Benjamin DuBois, recognized as one of America's top 10 shoulder surgeons in Newsweek's 2025 rankings. Dr. Benjamin DuBois, a board-certified orthopedic surgeon specializing in shoulder care, has been recognized as one of America's top 10 shoulder surgeons in Newsweek's 2025 rankings. Securing the number 8 spot, Dr. DuBois's over 20 years of dedication to advancing shoulder treatments and delivering exceptional patient outcomes in the San Diego area have earned him this prestigious honor. His expertise in shoulder replacements, arthroscopic surgery, rotator cuff repairs, and orthobiologic therapies like platelet-rich plasma injections has set him apart. Patients praise Dr. DuBois for his patient-centered approach and state-of-the-art facility in La Mesa, where he treats a wide range of shoulder conditions. For more information or to schedule a consultation, visit sandiegoshoulderdoc.com or contact his office at 619-462-4702.
Biomed News Breaks, Isotropic Corporation, OTCQB-IZF-SE1R3, featured in Market Screener editorial on targeted AI applications. Isotropic Corporation, a medical device company specializing in breast cancer imaging, was recently featured in a Market Screener editorial on targeted AI applications. The article highlights Isotropic's IsoView technology as a promising medtech opportunity with the potential to set a new standard of care in breast cancer imaging. For more information about Isotropic Corporation, visit isocorp.com or breastct.com. Investors can access the latest news on IsoZF in the company's newsroom. BioMedWire is a specialized communications platform focusing on biotechnology, biomedical sciences, and life sciences sectors, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.